Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
Joe, what are you up to today?
I'm still, shocked. I'm still celebrating the fact that we won our playoff game. That's all yesterday. I nailed that energy well, 24-23.
Yeah, great.
It was an awesome win. We had a commanding lead for most of it, and
it started to
evaporate, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go again, and we managed to hold on. It was great. As the kids were, I think, elated, just for point of reference, our record during the season, I think, 3-7 or 3-8, so we were not a very good team, competitive at times, but we significantly improved in the beginning of the year, and the kids were out of their minds yesterday.
Well, and I have to say, the other team, it was like they literally would like switch teams. They would like, okay, you six kids play, now you sit down, now you six kids play, and you just kept on playing like almost the same kids, so it was exhausting.
Yeah,
exhausting to watch.
I didn't know, did they have like 12 kids? Did they have any kids in this team?
What they would literally do is like sit everybody down and then switch with the other team. But there was only one kid that was really good. The one that was like every time he had to do the free throw shots, he made every play.
Cool.
He was awesome.
He had ice in his veins.
Yeah, it was like he was the one who came close. He almost beat us.
Yeah. I was telling the kids to do everything they could to stop that kid.
Yeah, he was
tackle if you have to. Actually, he didn't want to tackle him because he goes to the free throw line. But. That kid was a dynamite shooter.
Well, it was funny. One of the moms on the sideline with me at one point, I think he might have missed one, and she collapsed, and she's like, is that bad? She's like, I guess I shouldn't be clapping when the kid is missing shots.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad form, by the way. She's not sure if you're supposed to do that or not. That age, you're definitely not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's not good sportsmanship, but it's hard not to. At this point, he's a chair to sit my butt down because I have a tendency to stand up.
He's a pacer, and then you don't hear him, and he's like,
and you don't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
good.
That's much better.
How about now? Good.
That's much better.
Okay. But it's kind of hard when the games get as intense as it did yesterday, which it did, that when something goes in your favor, like a missed free throw by the other team, it's hard not to show some emotion, but you got to do your best that you can to control it. And I was very psyched about the overall level of play. Again, just seeing the kids, like, I think they knew how much they improved in the beginning of the season. There were times when we just got off. I'm not saying we're going to make a huge run here, but it'd be nice if we can get another win under our belt in the playoffs, and who knows, we'll see how the rest of the season goes. Coming to an end very quickly. But then I begin another program tonight. We have a fast pitch softball program that we're running over at a new place that was a new venue for us that we're doing over at the college in New Rochelle. This gymnasium is fantastic, by the way.
Oh, really?
Along the center. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. So I'm pretty excited that we're going to be doing that. I did cancel our membership yesterday for both of us to New York Sports Club.
And I'm busy canceling other things I don't need.
So that primes everything, gets everything set up for eventually our membership to, as I called it yesterday incorrectly, lifestyle fitness. And Beth goes, it's not lifestyle fitness, okay?
Lifetime.
Lifetime fitness. I don't care what you want to call it. That's where we're going to be heading, okay?
Yes.
And I was trying to check the mileage in terms of distance. I think you're a little bit off.
Because one's on the highway and one's on the street. I mean, that's a big difference.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we can rationalize it that way.
I'm telling you, you're going to drive there and you're going to say, this took us 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I was like, before I turned around, I was there.
Oh, look where I am. So, how was your new office yesterday?
It was nice. It was quite nice. It's small. I mean, I was on Overstock.com looking to find like a little tiny desk to fit in between our desk.
On what, Overstock?
Well, yeah, there's a site called Overstock where you could find like furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The place comes with two desks in it, and it's good for two people. You might be able to squeeze a third. The one thing that the one thing that's actually nice with the office is that right next door is almost like a little alcove with a door. So our spillover in terms of our other employees can actually hang out in that little room. And, you know, hopefully nobody will bother them, but it's typically an extra place for people to go because they don't rent it out. So we got lucky that we're right next door to a room that nobody uses. And
you're not going to get yelled at by people?
No, the guy actually said, he's like, yeah, if you need to make a phone call, you can go in here. I don't think he wants people to, like, hang out in there, but we'll certainly give it a shot. But there are other places all over the building that you can go. There's, like, the second floor has tables and couches. The first floor has another area. It's a beautiful building. It's really nice. And then they have water
the old,
with
and
food.
The old place you used to step foot inside another room for more than
you
5 minutes.
You get yelled at.
You get charged.
Yeah, here, the people are, like, loitering. There's, like, people spilling out everywhere in this building. And then we also get, the other thing that's very cool is that we get 14 credits towards a conference room. We get 14 credits every month towards conference room time, as opposed to when we were at the other place, they would charge us, like, $35 or $55 an hour every time we wanted conference room space. So we get points towards the conference room. And then what I also found out, which is why I might not bring our printer in, we get 240 black and white copies per month, and I think 30 color copies per month. So why do I need my printer? I'm not even print. It's like I'd be printing out a book every month. I don't need all that.
You don't need it.
Right. So it looks like we're going to be inheriting a new printer. We'll put it in the sunroom or somewhere, but it's a brand new printer.
Maybe we just sell it.
Maybe.
Possibility, right?
That's a possibility, too.
Monetizing our assets.
Exactly. So anyway, that was the positive. And
I can't wait to come in and see it.
It's really nice. I mean, I think you're going to like the building. It's like, of course, our daughter will love it because it's right next door to Chipotle. Be happy about that. And it's a 5-minute walk from the train station. So it's
how long does it take you to get home this way?
Well,
with me picking you up, of course?
Yeah. I mean, I caught the 5:04 train and I left at around, I would say, 5:50. And I got to the train station I left at 4:50, and then I got to the train station around 5, and I had 4 minutes to spare. So it's not, you know, it's...
So how many minutes
it? It took me, so 10, and you picked me up, like less than an hour, because the train ride's a half an hour. Train's
okay.
30 minutes, and
that's
then you...
That's called commuter rationalization right there. Like, that you already see it happening.
Door-to-door, it was an hour.
Right.
Door to door is an hour.
No, that's what happens with a lot of commuters. Yeah, you know, when you look at it, it's probably about an hour or so commute roughly. It's rounded. Meanwhile,
more than an hour.
No, but a lot of people do it. Like when they try to just feel better about their commute, I used to do it. It's probably about an hour.
Yeah, but you know what the
really
thing
more
is?
Like when you look at it, it's more like from the time you leave your house, it's going to get an hour,
yeah.
15 minutes.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Which
I'm getting out
of. That's a half hour total of your day.
All right, but I'm getting off, you know, the train ride is 30 minutes, 33 minutes, whatever it is. And then all I'm doing is walking to
right.
the office, which is I'm not having to take another subway. I'm not adding another 25 minutes onto
mm-hmm.
my trip. The office is on 40th between 5th and 6th. So it's, you know, not a far walk, but it's a few minutes.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful area.
I define commute time for anybody as being the moment that you leave your house.
Right, so you get into your office.
The moment that you're sitting at your desk.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
to me is your commute time.
So when we were in Scarsdale, it was 10 minutes.
Right.
Now it's a little bit
now
more than 10 minutes.
Now it's a little more.
So you'll see more of me working from home a little bit or whatever.
Yay.
You know, we'll see what happens. But I just feel like it was very nice. Jake, who worked with us, came in yesterday, and he liked the vibe. He liked the fact that he was... you know, that there were a lot of young people working there and as opposed to the other situations.
As we're doing this podcast, Beth is, like, stuffing our dog with treats as she comes up, like a line coming up for communion at a church. It's unbelievable. Seriously, she goes, she takes a treat, hands it to her, she comes up, she walks off, and it's like the next person comes up. I'm telling you, it's like Beth's giving it's like communion for the dog, and just to keep her quiet. I don't know if you recall, but a few weeks ago when we were talking about snow, I mentioned that I was one of the places that I stopped by that I wish we had something similar to it. It was like when we go by a supermarket in the shopping mall parking lot, how the entire parking lot is shovel clean, right? And you see, you walk, you know, if you go by Quaker Ridge shopping, you're in a whole snow plowed off to the side, and parking lot looks like it's never been touched. I think when I said that, they missed it. I don't think they heard me correctly as to exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, because you don't mention the mountains
right.
that don't melt.
I think they gave us part of what that looks like and not the entire thing. So what I'm talking about is yesterday, I still don't know who's responsible for this, whether it's the city of Rochelle or Con Ed. They came down the sides of the street, took all the snow that usually alongside the curb into the street, that, you know, cars running over and stuff. They scooped all of that up, okay? Now the streets look pretty clean. You know where they put it? Right on our lawn. So we have a heap of snow on our property, okay?
Rivals
the parking lot, okay? We still have a messy driveway, and we have a lawn that looks like the middle, the center of those of the parking lot at Quaker Ridge. That snow,
it's not going to melt until May.
I think we will still have remnants of snow on our property going into late May, even how high it is. That's not an exaggeration.
I agree with you. Well, I personally think that we should dump it back into the street.
Yeah, I don't know if the mayor is listening or, you know.
Oh, he
or,
it doesn't matter.
You know, if anybody wants to swing by and take a look at what I'm talking about, it's unconscionable to me that they would do what they did.
Well, I think you need to call the city and say this is not right. Maybe you should bring some shovelers out and alleviate the issue
here.
You're not picking up. They're not picking up what is it, leaves anymore. So maybe they can take some of the snow.
And I was not even asking to take the snow that was originally on my grass. I'm asking them not to place additional snow onto our property.
Right, it's bad enough. I know. And it's supposed to snow again tonight and tomorrow.
Who knows what's
going to happen. There's like an orange line that they... Well, yesterday I was having a conversation with our friend because the one thing where we live, I don't know why, but they really abuse the robocall system here.
But yet,
on our block, there has been concern. I mean, we've seen, especially on snowy days, Con Ed trucks coming up and down the street, fire trucks, police trucks. There's definitely something going on with a gas leak in our area.
Something is going on.
Something is going on, and it's not good. But do you think anybody's robocalling us to tell us not to turn our stove on or to be aware if you smell a gas leak, please call us.
I haven't gotten any of those.
There are no robocalls, but we certainly got the robocall yesterday about the fact that the Taste of New Rochelle is coming to Albert Leonard Middle School.
Three of those calls.
Exactly. They call the cell phone. They text you. They call the home phone. Like, okay, I know.
Your house is about to blow up. No calls. No call on that one.
Well, our friend was also telling us that there was like a rash of car theft because people kept leaving their doors open. But he was saying there's a rash of car thefts, and he said, you know, why aren't we using the robocalls to tell people to just lock their doors? No.
That's an improper use there.
Right. Safety?
Nah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. Taste the newer show? Keep dialing the phone.
Stop faster.
Right. Come on. How many more phones can we hit? We should call the mother-in-law. She's on the emergency contact form. Maybe we need to contact her too.
So I think we need to make the show briefly political for a moment. Are you following?
Oh, Netanyahu? Yes. You got to fill me in because I keep saying things and people are against him and I don't understand.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to be giving a speech in front of Congress without President Obama there. That Netanyahu is going to be addressing Congress and imploring Congress not to let this arms deal with Iran take place because it threatens the safety and viability of Israel as a nation. And now, admittedly, I have not followed every, but I do know that this administration has had the worst possible relationship with Israel out of any administration that I've ever seen. That I do know. So the intricacies and details of this particular nuclear arms deal with Iran, I don't know. I don't know all the details, but how could that possibly? I don't need to know all the details. Anytime you're negotiating with a country like that, it can't be good. And
all this stuff is just, I mean, with the ISIS and all the other, I mean, it's like all this craziness and nobody's doing anything until, you know, we're sitting ducks and something happens to us.
And the thing I continue to really have a hard time understanding, and if somebody would please, would really like to explain this to me, I'm happy to listen. How is it that the one country in that region, which is a democratic country, describes the same values and ways of humanity that this country supposedly does? Why is it that they are treated with such contempt as opposed to everybody else? I mean, in terms of, because just look at it. Go down the list of everything that's important here to people who, you know, on the left or whatever, in terms of social liberties and stuff like that. Just think about Israel versus all the other countries around it and tell me how Israel is the one that should be treated as the enemy. I mean, women's rights, people's rights, just everything. It's you know, religious freedom, whatever it is that you want to talk about that the country holds itself out to be like us, and yet Israel is the one that gets treated like the bad guy. I don't understand it every time I read something about it.
I agree.
And again, somebody brought this up before, and I really do believe this, and it's really important that we go visit Israel with our kids. Somebody said that a friend of mine had visited Israel, and I think I mentioned this, and mentioned to somebody in Israel about coming to New York, and how come, you know, said to him, how come you've never visited New York? And the person said, my friend, because New York doesn't belong to me, but Israel does belong to you. He's directing this at my friend who lives here in the United States, basically saying that everybody, whether you live in Israel or not, Israel should be important to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, you and I just sitting here in our kitchen, that what happens in Israel does matter to us. It should matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I won't talk about the politics anymore because I do get kind of upset thinking about it. But and obviously, Santana, do you have an opinion on the subject other than you're looking for more food? Okay. Good.
Yeah, anything happening
on Facebook worthy of noting? I guess the whole controversy around the dresses died down very quickly. There's no more discussion on that, thank God.
Yeah, there's nothing on the dresses. That's like, it's over. That was over in 5 minutes. Yeah, I don't really see much that's like trending today. This is actually my cousin in Israel. Speaking of Israel, my cousin Yael,
she looks Amish.
No, she looks like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
She looks like
Dorothy, that's translated into
She looks like an Hebrew. Amish Dorothy.
Well, she's an actress, but she's dressed up as Dorothy. So obviously doing the Wizard of Oz, I don't know. But she lives in Haifa. This is one of our neighbors who is on a business trip. I think that's like, I think she's like in Saudi Arabia with her clients.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you outside while having a late breakfast.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's very nice. My client just actually came back from India. It looks pretty nice. Here, these are the 10 best places to live in New York. Okay.
So what are some of the 10 best places to live in? Let's see.
Let's see what they say. And they're talking New York City. They're not thinking, they're not saying where we are.
Are they going to mention Dumbo?
The town of Mamaroneck? What? Wait a second.
Wait, where did they say that?
It said these are the 10 best places to live in New York. If you think New York City is the top spot in New York, you clearly haven't been to these. Here are the actual
best
places.
Wow, number one is?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of Westchester County's oldest places, Mamaroneck's old town charm, is made clear in its low unemployment rate, low sales tax, and overall good quality of life.
Okay.
Interesting. Village of Tarrytown. I like Tarrytown. Town just south of Sleepy Hollow ranks particularly well in our study for its low crime rate, apart from that headless horseman running around, that is. The city of White Plains. As a commercial hub of Westchester, White Plains are in the third spot on our list for its high number of amenities. Mount Kisco, low unemployment rate, low tax rate, student-teacher ratio, 13-1 made Mount Kisco one of the best places of the
state. I like Mount Kisco, actually.
It is very nice. You've got some good restaurants there. Gauzdale, wealthy village, beat the competition big time when it came to cost of living, with a median household income of over $237,000 and a median rent price of more than $5,000 a month.
Okay, enough said.
Yes. Harrison, median household over twice the national average, average. Harrison scored well overall in his quality of life, but you did beat the Harrison basketball team last night.
I don't know if they were Harrison.
Oh,
you played in Harrison.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe I misspoke. Dobbs Ferry aced the quality of life category in our analysis for a student-teacher ratio of just 13 to 1 plus the best scoring air quality in the state. How do you like that?
I always do feel better when we drive through there.
Yeah. Village of Austining. Ranked well for low crime rate, even unemployment rate, and a sales tax of 7.38%.
If anybody wants to know where Sing Sing is, it's in Austining, and I have personal reasons why I know that, but I'm not going to tell you.
Rye. The city of Rye isn't just home to some of the nation's most beautiful and interesting historical homes, but also some of the nation's most expensive, with a median home price of over $1 million.
Hitting number 10. Let's give it up.
Tied for the number 10 spot on our list. New
tied?
Ranked, yeah, ranked well for tied number of amenities, low employment rate, and pleasant summer temperature, averaging at 72 degrees.
I don't know if I've ever referred to New Rochelle as having a pleasant summer temperature.
And the other tie is the city of Saratoga Springs. Tied with New Rochelle for the number 10 spot on our list, Saratoga Springs had the lowest cost of living in our top 10, plus some of the lowest sales tax and unemployment rates in the state. That was pretty good. I like that.
New Rochelle making it.
Wow, we made the top 10 of like great places to live in New York. How do you like that? I'm sharing that on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Give it up for New Rochelle, baby.
I don't think that requires really an immediate posting, but okay.
Yeah, how we did it.
In order to come up with the ranking,
we started out by gathering lists of all the places in the state with 10,000 people or more. This left us with a total of 87 places. We then looked at
each of these places
in terms of the following criteria. So that's what they did. And we won with weather, temperature, and air quality.
Yeah.
72 degrees in the summer. In the winter, however, it's 15 below zero. And we've got a mountain of
snow
on our
property. They obviously didn't drive up our block.
Right. They would not want to do this list in the winter.
Yeah,
let me tell
exactly.
you, that would be a whole different ball of wax.
So can I take from that the weather in New Rochelle is different than the weather in Scarsdale, since we're right next to each other?
Well, you know what it is? We are, New Rochelle is by the water. Like, we have certain parts of New Rochelle are on the water. Scarsdale is not. They may have man-made ponds and lakes and stuff, but we don't have that.
So we probably, our area, Scarsdale was number 5, and that, you're right, they probably look at down, you know, by
the water,
New Rochelle number 10. So our area was probably like number 7.
Yeah, where we're smashed right in between. I'm surprised the Larchmont's not on there. That was interesting.
You know what? You know why? Because they get lumped in with America.
Oh, I guess. Maybe.
Because Larchmont is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Larchmont's great restaurant.
We have Larchmont envy.
We actually tried to move to Larchmont at one point, and then it was, what was it? We looked at one house where you had to share a driveway with two neighbors.
That's the only thing I didn't like about Larchmont, at least in the houses that we looked at, was that you didn't have enough property.
You didn't have enough property, and you were sharing driveways. But then again, now in light of the snow situation.
I'm sure there are plenty of houses that we didn't see that have plenty of property. So we're just speaking of what we saw. But Larchmont, it's just an awesome, awesome little town.
I love it. And when you live in Larchmont, then you get access to their little mini beach, and they have a dog beach where the dogs can go swimming. It's, like, really cute.
Yeah, I like when you say little beach.
They do. They have a little. We took our dog. We tried to have a picnic and we got yelled at.
When Beth has affection for something that she likes, she always calls it little. They have a little beach.
Well, the beach is kind of little. It's not so large.
We can go for a nice little lunch. Everything is like nice and little.
It was nice though. It is very nice. It's just it's one of those things where again when we decide eventually to be here and not own a home, we could even transition and rent over there.
I think it's a little pricey, but not pretentious. That's how I view it.
Larchmont Manor is also gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
There's some beautiful places. But whatever, not in the cards. Not in the cards.
I know, it's okay.
Not right now. It's all right. We have other things we need to do.
We got our cat resting on the table. Our son finally came down to have his bowl of cereal. He's not looking at us like, what are you strange people doing behind a computer now? He seems to just be so accepting and knowing the routine every morning. I think he's still pretty happy that team won.
He played awesome.
I'm not gonna shortchange him on the credits because I'm the first one to tell him when he didn't do something well or whatever. He knows it. Played like a rock.
Yeah, he was awesome.
All right, he He was blocking shots left and right, playing both sides of the ball, and in doing so, it wasn't really getting into any foul trouble, which is the best part. He just held his ground and swatted one ball away after the other, and it proved to be a big difference in the game, because if you don't allow them to score, it's hard for them to win.
Yes, that's true.
See that coaching acumen right there? If they don't score, it's hard for them.
Well, and they were passing great. I mean, they were doing a lot of things that were really they came together. It was the end of the season.
Yeah, and last night our son was passing out, and then I took him up to bed to say goodnight to him. Generally, he liked to talk to me a little bit before we go to sleep.
There was no talking about stuff.
And I said to him, "Oh God, okay, fine." So, but he woke up. I think he got a good night's sleep, and now he's getting ready to finish his breakfast and head off to school pretty soon.
And he may or may not have Hebrew school tonight, because I have a feeling it will get canceled because of the snow.
Wait, are we getting that much snow?
They said from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight it's going to be snowy and icy, so you got to be careful. I know. And then it's going to snow. It's going to rain tomorrow and snow again on Thursday. I know. It's like we can't win.
All these things seem to happen right around my program that are running. It's really upsetting me.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But you know, you're not going to deal with the fact that this college in New Rochelle will be closed because it's open. It's different. I hope so. So here's this. First three words you see is how your 2015 will be. What do you see? Quick.
Happiness.
Okay. Two more words.
I know. Oh,
three words.
Oh, that's the first word.
Okay.
And happiness, freedom, and love.
Very nice. Okay, so I had seen love, experience, and fun. I wish I had seen money.
I wish I had seen money. Too. What do you say? Wait, I take it back. I see money now. I see money.
Right. Yeah. What do you see? Come here.
Yeah, just point to three words. Our son's going to do this. He's not going to speak. He's just going to point to the words that he sees. First word is popular.
Popular.
He's popular. That's number one. Let's see. Another word that he finds in this scramble.
What'd you hit? I don't know. Love?
Love. He sees love.
Yeah.
And let's see. Going to number three. Fingers going. The wheel is spinning.
Wait, come on. You're all up. Right there. You're right on top of it.
Nope. You can't
have experience. He has experience. Or money.
Money. He found money.
He found money.
Well, at least somebody in the family is going to see money.
Somebody's got to see money.
It's great. You know, it's funny that when Beth is doing this, it's the first three words that you see, and yet she's trying to point our son to the words. Like, I don't.
No, I just the last word. Please pick money.
So yeah, go if you guys get a chance out there. Go on, I guess this thing on Facebook, right? It's like a word scramble, and whatever words you can make out of it.
Right. Oh, here's another one. This is funny. So my friend Jeremy, who is the editor in chief of Watch Magazine,
we got a holiday card.
Yes. So Jeremy is hilarious.
Did we get a holiday card from him?
Yes.
Okay.
He bought a cat. A very expensive cat. This is Champers the cat, and is now the mascot of Watch Magazine. Jeremy takes Champers to all their photo shoots. So notice the Eiffel Tower. This is real. He actually took the cat with him on these trips, and now he's photographing. Now the cat has an Instagram handle, a Facebook handle, Twitter, and here's the cat. Here's the cat.
So he purchased him?
Yeah, it was a very fancy cat. So it's like, it's a, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, he purchased the cat.
I guess the animal shelters are running kind of low.
Well, no. Jeremy has an expensive taste, and he wasn't going to do anything except get a cat that was like his whatever. Right. Anyway, it's a very cute cat. It's a fancy cat, and he actually is using it in his social media. It's crazy.
It is a pretty cool picture, I have to say.
Let's see Champer's page. Champer's here, CBS Watch Cat. Champers the cat. Look at this with a martini of milk. This was at the a New York Fashion Week. The cat actually went to New York Fashion Week. At least I'm 50 Shades of Grey, and I look really sexy in a collar.
he's actually a gorgeous cat.
Yeah, beautiful cat.
But I will say this.
Look at that.
I will say this.
What?
Our cats are just as gorgeous.
Yes, I know.
And you know how much they cost?
Nothing. Although our daughter was really going nuts.
They only cost us our time, And our
and sometimes our frustration. Yes, because our daughter was complaining that our cat woke her up 7 times last night.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out because it's waking her up and it's waking me up.
Yes, it's very frustrating.
On that note,
we're gonna be. You have to take our son to school, and I have to go to work, and he's gonna go upstairs. What?
I don't know what he's saying. He's doing sign language right now, so we're gonna have to cut this short. No, sorry, buddy, that's not working for me. The charades, I can't process it this early.
All right.
So I'm gonna take him off to school.
All righty.
All right. You're gonna be getting going soon. Am I taking
you? I'd like for you to do it just because of the fact that
then we gotta do it because I have calls.
Okay, no problem. All right. No problem. So thanks for stopping by.
Have a great day, everybody, and stay classy.